Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump. You can remember back in 2017, the liberal cities were the resistance, the core of the resistance. What happened in 2024? You think of a major city in the United States, Donald Trump put up the best Republican performance for a Republican nominee for president in at least 20 years, if not the entire 21st century. We're talking about Chicago, Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco. Across the map, Donald Trump put up historically strong numbers for Republican candidate for president in places that, truthfully, if you had asked me 8 years ago, I would have never thought possible.
CNN's Harry Enten talking about Donald Trump's success. And of course, we saw those swing states all go red. But it's a very interesting story as well to look at the numbers in some of the places that still went blue, but Donald Trump still made significant gains in. The man who has been studying all of this throughout the course of this campaign, and I kind of wonder how excited Robert C. Cahaly is to be on this side of the election. We welcome him back to the Annie Fry Show. You know him as the chief pollster and founder of the Trafalgar Group. He's also on a podcast, which you absolutely must subscribe to, Polling Plus with Robert Cahaly and Matt Towery. Robert, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here today with us.
Thank you for having me. You know, it's amazing when you listen to somebody like Harry Enten, you can tell as much as his network leans left, he loves data.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell he really gets into it. And there's a few others like that. And then there's some who are so partisan in the way they look at data, they can't even admit what's happening.
Yeah.
But I like watching him particularly, and can't remember the guy on NBC, but he's pretty good too.
Yeah, you can watch them when they're reporting. They kind of get into like an aggressive defensive stance next to the TV, and they're pointing around and everything. They have a real excitement.
He knows how significant it is, and just the change of the day is most exciting to him, not who wins. And we feel a lot that same way. I mean, obviously I'm a Republican, but you know, if I'm being honest, on election night, I'm cheering for my polls. I'm cheering to have had the best polls I could possibly have. One thing I will address from your previous discussion. You know, if you don't like the Senate Majority Leader, how about one simple thing? We elect the House majority in front of everybody on the planet. Why is this a secret?
Yeah.
Maybe that should stop.
Yeah.
Maybe they should elect the Senate Majority Leader the same way they elect the House Majority Leader, because secret promises that the voters don't know about. I mean, I'm not a big fan of people taking secret ballots in representative bodies to begin with. But the most important vote they take is one you don't know about. That's not a good idea.
I find that to be an interesting point, because, if you've got to vote for somebody, then stand by it. It's not as if you're asking anyone to change their vote. You're just asking to make sure that the people in the state of Illinois, where I live, which doesn't have any Republican senators, but in Missouri, where we have two, I would like to know how Senators Hawley and Schmidt voted on that. That's of interest to folks here that live in the state. I think it's a great point. What is your overall? I just want to give you the open floor here. We're speaking with Robert C. Cahaly on the polling, the data that you were able to derive leading up to this election. I feel like from our conversations that we had leading up to this, the Trafalgar Group and your polling was pretty spot on.
Yeah, Matt Towery with Insider Advantage and I have a little bit of distinction among the pollers. We were the only pollsters who predicted a Trump win, but did not overestimate his support in a single state. So, sometimes the Republican guys get accused of being, oh, you're just in the tank for the GOP. You'll say whatever. Well, we predicted the win, but every single state he exceeded what we said. He never got below it. And I think that's significant. One, it proves we were right down the line. We weren't just saying what the GOP audience wanted to say, and sometimes they weren't happy about that. But when it's all said and done, all the votes were counted, and it may be a while with Arizona and Nevada to get to full counting. But when it's all done, it looks like our error rate is going to be between 1.4 and 1.6. That's better than we did in 20. And in 20, we were number two. And that's better than we did in 16. And in 16, we were number one.
Nice.
So that is a tremendous, our cumulative error rate in presidential elections is obscenely low. We're talking right at two total. And that nobody's even close to that. But doing it once, I always joke about, broken clock can be once a day. But, consistently doing this in every presidential election we've been a part of, we're proud of that. We're proud of our backyard in North Carolina and Georgia, getting 0.2 of a point off of each one of them. That's especially hard because I've always thought those were the states that were going to be hard, because I think Kamala increased enthusiasm in those places while she decreased it in the blue wall states. I said from the beginning, I thought she was going to be a bigger threat in the Sun Belt than she was in the Rust Belt, because Rust Belt people were not going to embrace her. And there were lots of people in the Sun Belt who were just not going to vote or not energized. And she provided that energy. And we saw it. It was palpable here in Atlanta. You could see it everywhere. They did a good job of turning out, but they just didn't do what they could have done. And also increased accountability. There weren't random drop boxes. Everybody wasn't mailed an absentee ballot this time. Mm. You had to make an effort. You had to show your ID. And there was a lot of that around the country. And I think that also contributed to this being able to be counted in most states on election night, and to this being seen as extremely fair. And most of these states, you had to jump through some hoops to vote by absentee in the mail. And you had to show voter ID if you voted early in person. And, until we can get some kind of system where everybody votes on election day, except for a very few exceptions, this is as close as you're going to get. And this is good. It also let the campaigns focus on low propensity because the voters they had were already in the bank.
Yeah, the early vote really did pan out, Ryan.
Robert, this is Ryan Wiggins. There's always this tone that the mainstream media uses when they report on a right-leaning pollster. Oh, it's a right-leaning pollster. But you guys were the most accurate. You chief among them, as you were just outlining. Is something changing in the industry where they're going to have to stop saying, they have an R next to their name?
Well, they say that, but the thing is, it's like we're expected to believe that. As a Republican myself, I can't possibly put an honest poll, but a left-leaning media organization can put out an honest poll. A left-leaning university can put out an honest poll. A left-leaning network or a right-leaning network trying to appear to be down the middle can put out a poll that's a little left finger on the left. All that can happen. But we have to get a label. And they got this little club. They're all in it, this little association. And they go and give each other awards and all that kind of stuff, and how saying how they weren't wrong, and figuring out if they were wrong, what they did wrong. They've got their own little way of doing it. And if you don't do it the way they think you should do it, it doesn't matter whether you're right. It's one of those things that's the kind of invention, innovation from the factory room floor that made America, but they don't like it. That's not the way we build a car. We don't care if it's faster and more efficient. That's not the way we do it. And in most industries, this goes by the wayside. But since they control it, since each one of the media organizations get to decide which other media organizations are legitimate polls, I always talk about the quality polls. I'm going to tweet out election night. I said, can somebody remind me who the quality polls are? I'm confused.
Exactly.
And I think I got like 5,000 likes. And it was just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with this every year. And, you know, and then, my gosh, that nonsense with Ann Seltzer. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Iowa poll.
How bad was that poll? Explain how that happened.
Everybody tells you this is the gold standard of polling. She's perfect, all that stuff. First of all, this is the lady who said that Trump was going to beat Cruz, and he didn't. This is the lady that said that Nikki Haley was going to come in second in Iowa and beat.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat DeSantis by a significant margin. She didn't. And so there have been a lot of pretty big misses that were on the scale. So to me, I know she has this record of being so great, kind of like I was in college. I did so well the first few years, and it kind of trailed off at the end. It still looked good at that final grade point average, but it wasn't because of what I did the last 2 years, let me tell you.
It finished strong.
I think she's living on like a 20-year reputation right now. And, you know, all I can say is I hope she got paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because that was extremely damaging her career. And it gave the entire Democrat Party just, I mean, it gave them a little burst of energy at the end. They kind of like popping out your chest at the line in a race. I mean, it really did. Even the so-called unmovable, the prognosticators, they both of the big ones changed their model to the end, move it up to the vice president 51 and Trump 49. After that weekend, they all bought into it. They all got scared they were wrong.
You know, we're speaking with Robert C.K. Haley right now. I wonder about, I assume, I don't know what it would be, that you don't really have to pull whatever the Trump effect is anymore, the quiet Trump voter. There's always a question mark about.
Oh, it's quiet.
It's quiet, yes. And you've been very close with factoring all of that in. But is it too soon to tell? What does polling look like in the future for the next Republican? Do you have any anticipation on whether that Trump effect, that quiet vote, will maintain? Or do you think that there will be a little more boldness in people's willingness to talk about who they support?
Yeah, we're going to do some little exercises in the next few months to kind of test that out. But, you know, that's called the social desirability bias. And that's existed before. It exists not only when you don't want to admit who you're for, it also exists when you don't want to admit who you're not for. You know, some people go back to the Bradley versus Duke Majan in California. Bradley was the former black mayor of Los Angeles. The polls that he was winning, he lost. And, you know, I grew up in South Carolina, so we always watched Jesse Helms. They said if Jesse Helms was only losing by 5, he was going to win. And so I kind of saw both ends of this. And I mean, we even saw it in South Carolina the first time we did statewide polls. Nikki polled better than she did. You know, we had never had a woman governor. We hadn't had an Indian governor. She fought a little better than she did. I mean, she still won, but there was a few people didn't want to say they were for her. I mean, didn't want to admit they weren't for her. And so what I saw that this year a little bit, if there was any one person other than Trump, I saw it with Carrie Lake. I knew Carrie Lake would close strong and said so. And a lot of people just saw these polls showing her how far down. But if there's stigma to saying you're Donald Trump, trust me, there's stigma saying you're very late.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the same. So, yeah, I think it will be to that degree on some people. But I think the idea that you are just one of the things they were afraid of the most in 2024 wasn't being judged. It was being targeted. They have their name on a list.
That's a huge difference.
You know?
Yeah.
And I see a huge difference and relief from people. I mean, people tell me they're going to go out and buy some more bullets. They're going to go buy some more guns. That they're just not worried about their own government tracking them right now.
Yeah.
How they were in the past. And I think that's what's going to hopefully be different. I mean, and I think Trump will surprise people. I don't expect to see the Trump Justice Department going after and trying to lock up his enemies. I don't see that happening. He didn't do it to Hillary Clinton. I mean, he easily could have. And so I don't really see them doing that. And I certainly don't see them doing that after average Americans. Like, I mean, you know, in the way that pro-lifers saying a prayer for an abortion clinic.
Yeah, domestic
and got
terrorists.
Locked up. I don't see them doing that to a pro-choice protester. I just don't see the Trump administration sending, you know, a SWAT team to their house. I think that overreaction was the kind of thing that was pretty much a Biden team kind of thing.
Robert C. Cahaley on the phone with us, chief pollster and founder at the Trafalgar Group. My question for you, Robert, is we talk about this on the show all the time, that how much can a media outlet influence, like we're talking about New York Times, Siena, for instance, how much influence would the New York Times have over their pollster, Siena? Is it they're inextricably linked, or are they kind of independent, does it depend on the outlet?
They're totally independent. There's no way a polling company would ever want to make a poll that makes the people paying them happy. Come on. Really? I mean, I can tell you one of the hardest things you ever have to do as a pollster, and believe me, I've had to do it, is sit down in front of a candidate and tell them just how badly they're doing.
Oh.
It is so much easier to tell them they're doing great and let them smile, and on election night, when they get shot, you've already left. and trust me, this business is full of people who do that.
Man.
But no, it's hard. It's hard. And because, you know, I mean, you only get to do it for so long, and then somebody wants somebody else. I mean, that's what you're looking at. And so you have to be very careful with that. I think all of them, everybody has a boss. That's the way it is. Everybody's got a boss somewhere. Whether it's overt pressure, whether it's covert pressure, is debatable. I'm not going to speak to what any one of them is. But what I will say, and what I've said for years, is a poll has one of two purposes. It's designed to reflect the electorate, or it's designed to affect the electorate. And I think we saw a lot of polls designed to affect the electorate in this election. And a lot of, you know, some of us were out there and just trying to make sure the straight scoop was getting out of there. And trust me, we weren't always getting, I mean, I would get something like, well, why some polls say Trump's doing better than your polls do? Because he ain't doing that good. I mean, that was what I answered, because he ain't doing that good yet. I'll tell him he's doing good. But the other thing is, a lot of these guys miss. They say, when did it change? Let me tell you what it changed. The weekend of the second assassination attempt.
Yeah.
Because Matt and I were both in the field that weekend. We had data to compare for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. And the hiccup was in two of the biggest battleground states, Georgia and Pennsylvania, and it was significant.
Wow.
And it never changed. And so that's when Trump started up. She started to go down the more people learned about her. But when Trump started to move up was that. Because that was that moment, that galvanizing moment. It doesn't matter what you think, whether you think there's a grand conspiracy or whatever you think. It's just like that's when average people said, all these attacks on this guy, all the lawfare, all the keeping him off the ballot, the first assassination, this is not random. There are forces trying to keep this guy from being president. And if the people that are running things and control things the way they are hate him that much, I should be for it.
Man, that's such an interesting...
We got a lot of people who didn't like him.
Yes.
Who said, I don't like him, but the stuff that's happened to him makes me have to vote for him.
Bridge too far for a lot of voters. Robert C. Cahaley, we follow your polls very closely. We're grateful for your time on the show leading up to the election and today. And as you continue to study the electorate out there, we'd love to hear what you and your partner there have learned. Encourage people to check out.
Remember, Matt's not a partner. We have two separate polling companies.
Okay.
We're just very dear friends. He's in Atlanta tonight, and he's having a big event for the magazine that he owns. But no, we're just buddies. So
you got a podcast though, right?
I'd love to tell you we collaborate. But no, we do our polls completely separately. I often find different results, but not usually.
Yeah. Polling Plus with Robert Cahaley and Matt Towery. That podcast is still up and going, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just had a very fun one to end up the election cycle that's out now. Just check it out. Anywhere you get podcasts, just type in the word polling.
All right. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you've done here leading up here. We appreciate you very much.
You have a great show. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Shows like yours are why this election got won, not big mainstream media.
That's very kind of you. We appreciate you. We'll have you back again soon. Robert C. Cahaley, chief pollster and founder at the Trafalgar Group. Go subscribe to Polling Plus and hear what he has to say. We're going to take a quick break. Ryan, if you will, the Senate Majority Leader, I believe, is going to be speaking here very shortly. We're going to take a quick break, lead into that, and maybe an extended Wing of America in the 1 o'clock hour.
Sure, yeah, breaking news right now. So
yeah, there's other senators talking right now in this moment. We're going to get to Thune when he speaks. So keep it right here. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and we want you to vote in this poll. Do you have fractured relationships over the 2024 election? Yes or no? Love your comments. We're going to make it a point of discussion in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.